Okay, first question will go to Brian Hedger. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Seth. You guys obviously got off to a great start in this game. And then those two penalties in the first, it seemed like kind of put you in a little bit of a spin. Did things just kind of go out of control from that point, in your opinion?
Yeah, good first 5 minutes. And we just didn't continue to check for the remaining of the first period and the second period, and they took it to us and get blown out in rushes. Didn't have a very good forecheck. And in the third period, we decided to start skating with the puck and forecheck it and having good sticks and doing little things, and probably played a pretty good third.
How tough is this for you guys, the veterans in the room there who've, you know, established NHLers, to go through what you're doing right now, to have to shift, you know, from basically chasing a playoff spot to basically trying to look for the future and help some of these young guys, you know, come along so that you can stay competitive?
Well, it definitely, it starts with us every game. We're not going to quit here through any of these games remaining, and we have to, try to recreate our identity. I think when it comes to work ethic is something we can control. It's something that has been the backbone of our team, since the last few years we've grown this thing. So, like I said, work ethic isn't a choice here. And whether we win or lose hockey games during the remainder of the season, we got to continue to hammer that home.
I know that the writing was obviously on the wall there Thursday when they scratched David Savard, but to have it actually happen, the trade, you know, how tough is it to lose that guy out of your room?
It's tough. Savvy was a great guy. He was an absolute warrior on the ice. He'd block a shot with his face every single game if he had to win a Stanley Cup here. So, just an all-time guy, and I wish him the best there in Tampa and a nice playoff run for them.
Okay, next we'll go to David Metzel. Go ahead, Dave.
Thanks, Glenn. Seth, you had a lot of guys really from the blue line out playing different positions, different partners, different special teams responsibilities. How much did that impact the way you guys were able to attack this game tonight?
Fine. I think when it comes to the D pairs, I thought we played pretty well. Everyone's capable of communicating with each other. I think that's the main thing when you start playing with new guys in the back end, is communicating. And, you know, speaking for me and DZ, thought we did a pretty good job on our breakouts, created some stuff in the neutral zone and the offensive zone. The line, the forward lines really get mixed up all the time when things aren't going right. So I'm sure that's nothing new for those guys. And they can feed off each other well and have the same mindset when it comes to getting in and forechecking and working.
And we saw more opportunities created there, especially late in the third. I thought you guys had a real push. Was that a matter of just people getting more comfortable with where they were, or was, again?
I don't think so. I think it was just we decided to play a certain way. We turned a lot of pucks over in the first two periods. I think we decided to kind of chip it by them and go get it and forecheck and hit and create turnovers by reloading and being above the puck. You know, it's really, I truly believe that.